This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
I think he's ready to go,
he's
our man.
Ready to go.
The newsbreaker extraordinaire.
Yep.
If it's happening in footy...
Jeepers, have the headlines been coming thick and fast?
This man will be all over it.
Let's get Jay-Z in.
All right.
And talk footy.
On Triple M's Rush Hour...
He's going to try and get back out there.
It's Jay-Z Clark.
On a massive day... Yes. In our game, Jay-Z, welcome
yes,
to you.
Thought the Essendon supplement saga was big. This has some real shockwaves about it, this North Melbourne Alistair Clarkson story. A Hawthorn, of course, North Melbourne senior coach. They have just released a statement. We'll get that. Get to that in a second, Jim. But you mentioned the big dance on Saturday. We're excited for that. You're going to be calling. What's your pre-game routine? What do you do? You
just sort of stretch the vocal cords? We're out on the the deck with all of the – you'll be there, Bill, the OB for Triple M's. Mm-hmm. You will be.
12 to
you'd,
2.
Mm-hmm. You'd better be.
No, I've got a lunch. Oh,
God. You're not going to be there.
And then we do that, and then Jim marches into the MC.
Bit of build-up, and then away we go. Yeah. Now, let's get to what's happening here with the Hawks.
Yep.
Serious allegations towards, against behaviours towards First Nation players attached to the club at the time.
Yep.
Now, the confusion seems to be around, Jay-Z, what appeared in the Hawthorn review of what happened and what appeared, the allegations coming out of a story on the ABC.
Yeah, so the AFL CEO, Gil McLachlan, was quite clear about this today, and it is a good point, Jim, that some of the allegations or revelations in the ABC report, that information wasn't contained in the Hawthorn review. So there is a point of difference there, but Gil McLachlan was adamant today they're going to get a four-person panel together, led by a King's Counsel, and they are going to do a full investigation with all the necessary skills and experience required to properly get to the bottom of this situation. Now, because of the trauma involved, I think we're across the story now in the sense that there is allegations of serious mistreatment of some First Nations people and their family members, allegations that some players were removed from their partners and a pregnancy terminated. So all that is being treated with the utmost seriousness. Because of the trauma involved in this issue, to investigate this matter, it is going to take time. Because the people who are helping provide some of this information and are being questioned, they're going to need some real help and support because clearly these are really sensitive matters. So I don't think this is going to be resolved anytime soon, Jim. I think this is going to take a period of time. We've just seen the statement from the North Melbourne Football Club. And it reads, the Kangaroos are aware of serious historical allegations made against individuals who worked at the Hawthorn Football Club, including incoming North Melbourne coach Alistair Clarkson. The matters raised are now with the AFL's Integrity Unit, and Alistair welcomes the opportunity to cooperate with any investigation relating to the claims. Alistair was due to commence work with North Melbourne on November 1. However, he will delay the start of his tenure to allow time to fully participate in the investigation. Given the matters are raised, are confidential, the investigation is ongoing, the club will not provide any further comment at this time.
So that's interesting to me because today is, of course, the 21st of September.
Yep.
So the 1st of November is the best part of 6 weeks away.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So they are expecting that this is going to take more than 6 weeks to sort out.
And that would be unsurprising given the sensitivity involved, I think. And so Chris Fagan...
He's taken a leave of absence also.
Yep. So he's stood aside. And he also said that he welcomes the opportunity to cooperate with the investigation, Bill. So with all these matters, and the detail in this story today was absolutely harrowing. It is a sickening in the ABC sport. I mean, it was a really hard reading, obviously.
Have they done their own review, the ABC?
No, they have spoken to three families, three players and their families about their experiences at the Hawthorn Football Club.
Yes, which didn't come out in the Hawthorn Football Club review.
No, so this is two very separate matters.
Right.
Hawthorn has said that they've conducted their own review and there were concerns to come from that. So they're not undermining. They know they've got some work to do as well. So, look, it is, incredibly important work. And, look, you just wonder. I mean, Collingwood had its Do Better report, of course, which lasted about a year ago, and that had to work through some issues. Now, Hawthorn have got a similar matter. I'd be expecting calls for every club to get through something similar and to do a, you know, an information search on their Indigenous players' sort of experiences with the football club. So this could be a big reckoning for the whole league. It's hard to know where it will go, but if the claims prove the claims in today's story are proven, well, you just wonder whether the people responsible
would happen.
I'm not sure they'd be able to work in football again.
Ooh,
and
really?
So there were three. Wow. These are
so we're talking what Clarko and just, Chris Fagan, and two senior coaches, and?
Yeah, and Justin Burt, who was the player and welfare development officer, Jason Burt, excuse me. So they were the three people. It relates to a time period from about 2006 onwards. And, yeah, really, really troubling reading for every football
fan.
No,
it is. And so they'll do a full investigation and obviously had dealings with the AFL Integrity Unit and they are very, very thorough.
Yep.
But there's a difference between allegations being proven to be incorrect and allegations not being able to be proven.
Correct.
And that, so we could easily get to 8 weeks' time and the allegations can't be proven. What happens then?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's going to be difficult. The people who are providing this information, this is not going to be an easy experience for them, Jim, I would say. So they are going to need some support in this regard and the AFL is going to provide some counselling and resources around that because, you know, I think this is going to be a really tricky next couple of months for everyone involved.
All right. We will obviously all have to watch that with interest. Let's take a break. Lots of grand final build-up and also trades to come with Jay-Z.
Trades.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Wouldn't know who from clay.
Well, it's hard to tell sometimes.
Jay-Z Clark has stuck around. Plenty of footy news leading into the grand final.
Well, I've got some trades here.
Trades happening everywhere.
Josh Dunkley going to Brisbane. Yes, done?
Yes, he will go. I'm not sure they're going to get the two first-round picks. Is he? I know he's an A-grader, but I think clubs are so reticent to be giving over two first-round picks. Which players, Bill, have been worth two first-round picks? Adam Treloar?
Jeremy Cameron.
Cameron's probably a good one. Dane Beams was for two first-round picks. You're not sure? Yeah, no. Dylan Shield, two first-round picks. So there's a real reluctance at club level to
Tim
be handing
Kelly?
Over.
Did Tim Kelly?
And so there should be, by the way. Two, that's a big price.
Well, you've long maintained that the first ten picks should be absolutely...
A-pluses.
So the Lions have got currently 15, 33, 44, 69. So.
Yes, and they could also get... Let's not forget Jack Gunston in this. So I think after Hawthorn's loss... Yeah, to up there to the Lions. So McStay goes out, Bill, and they need that third banana to go up there to Brisbane. So they get Dunkley.
How do they get Ashcroft in there too? They need points there.
You can go into deficit. You can go into next year's stash.
Can
you? You got your big pot of points here over here.
What's the use of having them there?
It's a thing. So they've got more flexibility than you think. But Brisbane, we've all put a line through because, yeah, they were poor and we're not sure, you know, if they're... You know, if they're going to kick on from here, well, this is a bold list management strategy. Josh Dunkley, you know, he can play midfield forward. Also, Jackie Gunston, potentially from Hawthorn. That's undecided at this stage, but it could be a big 1-2 hit with Will Ashcroft. You know, Jim.
Yes.
Who is
Sandy Dragon.
Nick
star.
Dacos style.
Yep. All right, keep rolling. Yes. What else we
missed? So at Richmond, there could be, we've been talking a lot about Jacob Hopper and Tim Taranto.
Yes.
Yep.
They need to come up with the best part of a first-round pick and a second-round pick for each of those. Now, someone like Jack Graham, who's a hard nut midfielder, he's been touted as a future captain in the making, really, or a captain in waking. He could be one who may be forced out because of it.
He will be forced out because they're coming in. You know what? If they can find a forward.
Richmond?
Yes, for the Giants. They've got no forwards.
Yeah. Jesse Hogan.
One. And Toby Green.
They need key forwards.
Give me some else. There's no...
You're all over.
Give me some else.
Give me some else.
Riccardi.
Daniel.
Jake
Can't
Riccardi.
Even finish.
Jake Peter Riccardi. So you're right.
Daniel
no.
Riccardi.
And that is why, for those following the draft...
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yep.
Forward there. If they can
Give
find
me enough, some else.
If they can find a forward to get up there, yes, it can be done.
Ivan Soldo has had a bit of talk about him. They do want some ruck support, potentially, Ivan. But at this stage, nothing done yet.
All right.
Luke Jackson is very interesting. So we know that Melbourne is asking for, initially, two top 10 picks to get this done, deal done for Luke Jackson. What I can tell you is that Fremantle is looking to involve a third club to try and involve one of those teams which has a higher pick to be able to satisfy Melbourne at least with one top 10 selection and maybe a later pick. So they'd be talking to clubs like Adelaide, Hawthorn, Gold Coast, Port Adelaide, St Kilda and Carlton to try and get that up that order, because if they can give them one top 10 pick and one perhaps, you know, a bit later, a future first, which might come 15, 16, 17, 18, if they can contend again, that could be the deal. So expect the third club to join in the mix for that Luke Jackson trade.
What's happened to Rory Lobb when Freo said, "Nah, you're not going, we're not going to trade you"?
Well, as I understand it, Rory Lobb was under the impression, Fremantle said that, you go back 12 months ago, Bill, he wanted out last year.
He did.
Right? So Fremantle, as I understand, said to him, if you put your head down, your bum up, and you work well and you play well in 2022,
which he has,
then we'll be able to facilitate that trade. So that's how he operated this season. It gets to that point now, he turns around and the Dockers are saying, oh, no, sorry, you're still contracted for another year. That's why he's thrown the toys out of the cot, as I understand it, because he said, well, I feel like I've lived up to my end of the bargain. But Fremantle, if they lose Griffin Logue to North Melbourne potentially and Rory Lobb, what are they left in the key forward stakes? This is a team.
And Darcy Tucker.
This is a team who wants to genuinely contend for a premiership. Yep. And yes, they get in Luke Jackson, but he's not the finished key forward product yet.
Tabiner, they got Dick Tracy. Probably not enough.
Dick Tracy.
And Lloyd Meek has got eight or nine clubs interested in him. So I can see why Fremantle are trying to really help, you know, make a strong stand here, but they may have to go looking for another key forward from another club as well. You mentioned GWS is interested. Maybe Fremantle will have to do that if Griffin Logue and Rory Lobb are both on their way out. Tom Mitchell, so we talked about Hawthorn before. That move to Collingwood is borderline at this stage. So whilst you look at Collingwood's clearance and contested possession numbers and you think, geez, they could do with another hard head, you have to think that Collingwood has so many other balls in the air at the moment with Bobby Hill, Billy Frampton, they got Dan McStay from Brisbane, of course, maybe Braden Fiorini from Gold Coast. Goes without saying, they don't have an unlimited supply of money in the salary cap, so whether they can fit Tom Mitchell in as well, I'm not sure. He wants to play at Collingwood in 2023.
He wants to play at Collingwood.
He wants to play at Collingwood. That's the club he wants to go to, Tom Mitchell. There's no doubt about that, but he's contracted for one more season, and it is by no means a done deal. There's a lot of water to flow under this bridge yet.
All right. Anything else, just quickly, because we've got to go to a break.
Geelong, very interested in Ollie Henry.
Yes, of course.
Good young player. And also Tanner Brune. So they're not going to get the big fish midfielder, we don't think, but a couple of fringe youngsters to bolster part of their league.
So, you'll enjoy the day off tomorrow, Jay-Z?
Our magnificent breakfast show is continuing tomorrow, Jim. Mate, we give. The listeners demanded more tomorrow morning.
You are a hardworking man.
Who wins Saturday?
I think Geelong.
Good on you.
They've had a great year.
And so have you.
Thank you. You've been listening to our morning show?
No, not at all.
Not really?
No.
7 to 10 tomorrow morning, Dead Set Legends. Then you are live from the MCG ahead of the Rub from 10 to midday. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.